Victory in Jesus. Victory is one of those words with a highly elastic meaning. It can apply to very trivial matters or world-shaking events. I've always had an interest in military history, especially contemporary U.S. history. So let me speak a few words about victory in a military context. World War I was fought about 100 years ago, almost 100 years exactly. It involved many nations across the world, and various territories were won and lost and gained in the war, but it really accomplished nothing in particular on a long-term basis. An armistice was declared to end the hostilities. Germany was punished, but their resentment set the stage for another world war yet to follow. There was no victory by anyone which would settle any long-standing grievances that the world held at that time. The Korean War was fought in the 1950s, and it amounted to a civil war, aided by outside powers of which we were combatants too. Nothing was settled. The war ended with a truce being declared. It gave both sides essentially the same territory held before the hostilities began. No victory was gained by either party. We fought a long, hard war in Vietnam, which again was essentially a civil war. American forces inflicted overwhelming casualties, and we rarely lost a battle, but we did not win a victory for the war itself. Political factors limited our role, and unforced errors by our government hindered our success. We finally left the embattled nation under severe duress. The original two Vietnamese combatants reached military conclusion with our enemy, the one that we'd fought against, absorbing our friends, the ones we fought for. The two peoples reunited and settled the matters of contention they had, with the stronger dictating to the terms to the weaker. Really, World War II was the closest we have come to victory in the most desirable sense of the word. This was an all-out war involving all the major powers of the world at the time, and it was a truly featured evil against good. We ultimately won a total victory over our adversaries and demanded and got from them an unconditional surrender. We dictated all terms of surrender and implemented them at our pleasure and our discretion. Unfortunately, one of our allies, the Soviet Union, used their participation in the war to grab all the nations in Europe and Asia that they liberated from our common enemies. And they expanded their control over these nations to make them subservient satellites. So the world still lived in fear of evil enemies despite our victory in World War II. But this morning, we are celebrating the ultimate victory. We are memorializing the victory of God over Satan and the forces of sin and evil that Satan controls. When Satan rebelled against God and was vanquished from heaven along with his angels, he set up a state of war against God. God gave Satan tremendous power, and he is described in the Bible as being the ruler of this world. He had power over death. Once we sin, we are conscripted into Satan's army, and under his power, and we will suffer the same fate as Satan. Satan surely knew that he was in a war that he couldn't win. Perhaps he thought that God's purity and righteousness would be his fatal flaw, because he knew that God couldn't ever abide sinful souls in his presence. Satan therefore would see to it that every soul on this earth would sin, and thus they could never stand in God's holy presence. I don't know if that was his rationale, but I know he did enter into a war with God, and we were aligned with him because of our sins. But God prevailed. He devised a plan to accept sacrifices to redeem us from our sins. His son Jesus was the sacrifice, and he paid with his life to have our sins forgiven, so that we too are able to stand guiltless in God's holy presence eternally. And by so doing, we became a part of God's forces. We were a part of of Satan's, but now we are part of God's forces. And he made us victorious over Satan and his angels. We have absolute victory. God has dictated to Satan the terms of absolute surrender. Our victory in Jesus has no modifiers. It is absolute. Today we memorialize the means by which Jesus died. His body, represented by the bread we eat, was beaten and crucified. His blood, represented by the wine we drink, was shed through his beating and his being nailed to the cross. The blood sacrifice satisfied God's requirement that a sufficient price be paid for our sins. Give thanks to God for our absolute victory as we partake these emblems. In Jesus' name, we offer our thanks.